It's better over here.
After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
The following program has been pre-recorded. Thanks for tuning in this weekend to Let's Talk Portland, Odyssey Portland's weekly public affairs program. I'm Gary Bloxham. On the show this time, I'd like to welcome Jason Gale. Jason is the Les Schwab Area Manager for Northwest Oregon. Hey there, Jason. Welcome to Let's Talk Portland.
Hey, Gary. How are you?
I'm doing well. And I really want to get started with this interview today, talking about you. You've got quite a history with Les Schwab. Let's hear about your history with the company.
Oh boy. So I began my career back in 1993 in McMinnville. A local Oregon kid, started fairly young and worked my way up into some assistant manager positions in Northeast Portland and then in Alloa. And then in 2003, I had the opportunity to travel down to Paradise, California, where I had my first go at being a store manager. I was down there for about 6.5 years and then had the ability to move back to my home state. I went to Eugene, where I then spent the next 9.5 years as we were raising our kids, got them through high school down in Eugene, moved a little further north up back close to where I'd spent my assistant manager time North Hillsboro. And then I have landed here in Lake Oswego.
See, I knew you had quite a history with Les Schwab.
That I do.
So was that
pretty extensive?
Was your job at Les Schwab the first job you ever had?
No. You know, I had the typical fast food type jobs. I actually met my wife while we were working in a fast food restaurant back in McMinnville back in the day.
And you probably had your lawn mowing duties in there at some point, right?
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Yep. Little everything. Jack of all trades growing up.
Yeah. Well, one thing we want to talk about today is Les Schwab's involvement with the communities where they operate. Why is that so important to Les Schwab?
Well, Gary, I think a lot of it stems from Les's humble upbringing, honestly. He found himself an orphan in his teen years and had worked very hard to try to help take care of his siblings at a very early age and doing lots of, you mentioned lawn mowing, but very similar. I mean, he had paper routes. And had just worked his way up through paper routes and becoming circulation managers of newspapers in Central Oregon and Eastern Oregon. And really, I think just it appealed to him knowing the struggles that he experienced in his own family, that it was important for us as he got as he grew this thing into the giant business it is today, along that path, I think he never forgot where he came from and the importance of giving back to the communities and those that may be less fortunate.
Some of our listeners may not realize that Les Schwab
is a real person.
That's a very good statement, and I appreciate that. We talk about that with a lot of our newer employees, just so that does not get forgotten, because, he was a real live person. Les Schwab is his name, or was his name, and, that is something that I think does get lost on folks out there.
And Les Schwab started in Oregon, is that correct?
Yes, started in Prineville, Oregon, of all places, and that up until recent years was where our main office was still headquartered. We still have many operations that are taking place in Prineville, but since our headquarters has moved to Bend, not too far from Prineville still.
How many locations are there now?
Right now, we are sitting 518 stores.
Wow. All over the West Coast?
We are basically from the Canadian border down to the Mexican border, all through the West Coast, and stretching currently as far east as Wyoming. But we've got stores that will be opening in North Dakota, South Dakota, and Minnesota early next year.
Nice. Wow. Getting bigger all the time.
Yes, we are. Expanding the footprint.
We're talking today with Jason Gale, who is the Les Schwab Area Manager for Northwest Oregon. Now, Jason, what we want to talk about today, most importantly, is you just recently kicked off your annual toy drive. It kicked off on November 1st. Let's talk about the toy drive.
Yeah, certainly. The toy drive is something we've been doing for many years in a few different iterations. We are continuing this tradition really just because the need continues to increase. And again, it's very important for us to, give back to those communities that we do business within.
How many children do you suppose you help out with the toy drive?
Well, last year, we collected 35,000 toys, wow. A little more than that, over 130 bicycles, 14,000 stuffed animals, and really for many, many charities across this region.
That's astounding. That's a lot.
Yes, it is. There was, I think, the total tally, 137 separate charities and nonprofits that were able to partake in this and to, bring a little joy to a child's life throughout the holidays.
Can you talk a little bit about some of the charities that the Toy Drive helps out?
A few that come to mind, Albertina Kerr, the Boys and Girls Clubs, throughout, in Northwestern Oregon and Southwestern Washington, the Emergency Support Shelter, the Salvation Army, quite honestly, just so many different churches, 137. It is a growing number, unfortunately.
How do you choose who you're going to help support?
We work with our partner in the toy drive, Fox 12, they have a application process that is reviewed, and these organizations are vetted out. It's a pretty stringent process just to make sure that these toys are ending up right where they need to be every season.
First of all, I have to say it's hard to believe that we're nearing the holiday season. Well, I guess technically we're in the holiday season. Hard to believe that, right?
But that it is. Yes, it. we've had some sunshiny days here recently, but the holiday seasons are upon us. Winter is going to be here before we know it. It's right around the corner. We are in it.
How did a tire store get involved in a toy drive?
You know, I think there's so many different things that we try to do and to partake in our communities that this is one that is just always kind of tugged at the heartstrings. You know, children, you know, a lot of times they can't necessarily always, you know, speak or fend for themselves. And unfortunately, they're, you know, a lot of times just stuck in the situations really can't see an exit. So we as a company have just always really had a real strong focus that, you know, one of the pillars of us wanting to help in our community, one of those really strongholds is youth. And whether that be in, you know, I think a lot of folks probably see us in sports fields or gymnasiums if you've had children or relatives, you know, playing in sports or taking part in, you know, speech, just all kinds of different academia. But we also, you know, look at ways to help out other ways throughout the community. And the toy drive just really speaks to that.
We're talking with Jason Gale, who's the Les Schwab Area Manager for Northwest Oregon. How does the toy drive work? Tell us how our listeners can help out.
It's really simple. We've had some listeners that have, I'm sure, have taken part before and probably numerous times. I think once you do it once, you're kind of hooked. But for those that don't know, we just ask that you go down to a local store and buy a new toy, and then you drop that toy off unwrapped at any of our 70 locations you know, our participating local locations throughout Northwest Oregon. So really from Albany down in the south all the way up into Longview, you know, in Southwest Washington, and all spots in between.
So it's just as easy as that. Take an unwrapped, new unwrapped toy to one of the Les Schwab locations and make your donation.
That's correct. Yep. And we will accept, we're accepting all the way now through December 12th. And then we'll have our big delivery to the news station on December 13th.
Wow. So you take it all to Fox 12.
That is correct. We'll caravan it in however many pickup and freight Les Schwab big semi freight trucks it takes. Usually we'll have at least two semi truck loads and then 60 or 70 of our service pickups that you see out on the roadway will be filled with the bright yellow Les Schwab bags loaded to the gills with just all of the toys that you could think of, you know, from real simple stuff. You know, it could be coloring books and crayons and matchbox cars to we get expensive Lego sets and all kinds of bicycles and all kinds of stuff. You name it, we'll take it.
Yeah. I wanted to ask, like, what kind of toys are you looking for? And particularly, what kind of age groups are you looking for?
Yeah, I think the easy button for a lot of folks is they run down to the local store and they, you know, they see the hot toy at any given time. You know, Barbies come to mind right now.
Oh yeah.
You know, with the local movie or the recent movie. You know, but really some of the age groups that sometimes get left out or not thought of as much are infants and toddlers and teens. So small electronic devices, earbuds, for the teenagers, or, you know, simple stuff, you know, blocks and, things that are going to enrich, you know, toddlers and little babies as well. Those are also really good toys to be thinking about.
And there's nothing too small, right?
Not at all. Seriously, whatever you can muster in your life to make a child's day brighter, again, it could be a pack of crayons or, I mean, something very simple. You want to go real simple, hit the dollar store and load up on a bunch of stuff from the dollar store. Anything, literally, would be a great help to the community.
And there's probably some big sales coming up between now and December 12th when you want to have all the toys donated. So, listeners, when you're out shopping and you are hitting a good sale, throw a little something extra in your cart and donate it at Les Schwab.
That would be very good. Yeah, I mean, honestly, Black Friday sales will be coming up, I'm sure.
Oh, yeah.
You know, and there will be sales leading up into that and after. So certainly, this is one of those times, the holiday season, to be thinking about others, right? And so think about those children right now, big time.
What kind of need are you seeing out there, and has it changed over the years?
Yeah, you know, unfortunately, it seems that the need continues to grow. You know, we would love as a company, honestly, that there wasn't a need and that there didn't have to be a toy drive. But the simple fact of the matter is that there is, you know, and it just unfortunately seems to continue to grow every season. It seems to be that more nonprofits and charities get added to the list. But what all that means, quite honestly, is that we really need more help from the listeners out there, is that, we're appealing, we're asking, you know, we can't do it by ourselves. You know, this is a complete community involvement, again, all over Northwestern Oregon and Southwest Washington, that we all need to dig in and help where we can.
For sure. Yeah. We're talking with Jason Gale, who's the Les Schwab Area Manager for Northwest Oregon. Jason, talk to me about how your employees embrace this toy drive and the charity work that Les Schwab does throughout the year.
Yeah, the employees in our stores really get involved. They love this time of year just because, you know, they know that they can help out, you know. And so we'll have employees come in. It's not uncommon for an employee to hit some of those big sales and come in with bicycles and scooters. And I mean, we've had basketball hoops and all kinds of things like that donated by our own employees. Our employees will go out with their families quite often and really just kind of make an event out of it. You know, so if they have young children, they'll go out and have their own children pick out toys for other children. And so it sometimes has become a bit of a tradition to do this yearly. And again, just kind of plays back into everything else that we do in the community, helping out with schools and livestock auctions, just all kinds of things that, help out with youth athletics, youth academics. You name it, we're out here trying to partake in the community in some way, shape, or form.
There's a whole section on your website that I found called Community Stories. And there's just blog after blog after blog of the stuff that Les Schwab does in the communities. One of them that really was kind of interesting to me was the go-to snack donation. Can you talk about that a little bit? That was a good one.
Yeah, in many of our communities, that is a area that we know also exists, is that, you know, there's just children that are underserved, if you will. And so we've donated to food banks. We've helped set up food banks in certain districts and certain schools. And it just allows children that may not have gotten their day off to a good start with a good breakfast, or not have the availability to have a snack, to have those options where otherwise they may not. So again, just super important to our company.
And there's one here about you're teamed up with the Winterhawks at one point for the big teddy bear drive. That was pretty cool. Are you guys still doing that?
We certainly are. We actually have also, as well as the Winterhawks, we've also added Portland State. So they do a basketball game every season, similar to what the Winterhawks do, where fans can bring a teddy bear to a particular Winterhawks or the Portland State game. And I would have you reach out and look at their schedule and figure out which game that is for certain each year. And if you can show up to that game, you get to toss this toy onto the ice or onto the court, the teddy bear, and these get picked up by our team and delivered again. They'll get into the arms of a child that certainly needs one this year.
And there's a big picture of one of the Les Schwab trucks out on the ice, just literally overflowing with teddy bears. And I think that would probably be a fun job, is to drive out on the ice with the Winterhawks. Can I do that?
That is a coveted job by some of our store managers. It's something that, again, they look forward to being a part of it every year.
They probably get chased.
Certainly fun times.
Get chased off the ice by the Zamboni, right?
They do. That's right.
And also, looking at your website, you offer so much information, helpful information for how people can take care of their cars. That's so great.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I suppose we do that too, right? Not only the community aspect, but I guess there is an automotive side to our business as well. And there's all kinds of information on our site, that has to pertain, especially I look at this season, as we're moving into the winter, getting your vehicle ready and prepared for winter driving. There's chain installation videos that you can actually download and save to your mobile device. So if you're one of those that like to go up in the mountains throughout the winter, but you're not really super proficient at putting on tire chains, it does a step-by-step walkthrough video. Yeah, there's so much information on there. Plus, all of the team members within our stores are always more than willing to help and get you through the winter season and all seasons, just to make sure that your car is ready for the roadways and you're safe for any traveling you need to do.
How did Les Schwab find so many great and nice employees? Every time I've ever been to a Les Schwab, it's like the nicest person I've ever met.
We do really look for those folks that seem to be very community-minded and customer service-oriented. And there's a lot of them out there, and so those folks always seem to just rise to the top within our crews. But, it's also something I think it is a culture that we have within our stores. We've been doing this a long time. We've been, part of Oregon since 1952, and we're not going anywhere. But to do it, we just, we got to continue to have that culture, the right people. It's not always easy finding them, but once we do, we've got great programs within our stores to help take care of those folks and see to it that they can live out a great career with a great company.
And one of the great things you guys have going on right now is your annual toy drive. It kicked off on November 1st. It's going through December 12th. Is that right?
That is correct. Yep. It's just kicked off. We're excited about it. We're already collecting toys within our stores, and it will run through December 12th.
How many toys did you collect last year, and what are you expecting to do this year?
Well, last year it was 35,000 toys, a little better than that, and over 130 bicycles, and over 14,000 stuffed animals. And we're always looking to do more. We never really set a cap. We like to think the sky is the limit, but it 110% revolves around the community getting involved. So all of the listeners out there can literally make this the best Christmas ever for so many children, but yeah, it's going to take their help.
And tell us about how this donation process works. Tell our listeners what they need to do.
Yeah, we would ask that you would go down to your favorite supermarket or toy store. Go in, buy what you can, and then bring that to one of our stores. We've got over 70 local stores throughout the Northwest and Southwest Washington, so coverage from Albany down in the south up to Longview up north. And you just bring that toy into us, unwrapped, and drop it off into the toy box in your local Les Schwab, and we will make sure that we will get it caravanned to the news station, to Fox 12, and get it to the local charities and nonprofits to get it to a child in need.
So you need new, unwrapped, nothing is too big and nothing is too small.
That is correct. Yeah, the sky is the limit. So as much as your budget will allow, and really as little as your budget will allow, we will take anything.
That's so great. The Les Schwab Toy Drive is going on right now until December 12th. This has been great, Jason. Thanks so much for being on the show.
Oh, you bet. I really appreciate you having us and giving us the opportunity to get this out there to the listeners so they can get out and get to shopping.
We've been talking today with Jason Gale, who's the Les Schwab Area Manager for Northwest Oregon. Thanks for being on Let's Talk Portland.
You bet. Thank you.
If you'd like to hear this interview again, just search for Let's Talk Portland on the Odyssey app. Let's Talk Portland is an Odyssey Portland public affairs program.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on a required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.